In this final part of the introduction to SISU series, I will tell you about course enrollment. Before you start enrolling, please take note of the possible instructions of your faculty on course enrollment for new students. There can be different practices in different faculties on whether new students will do the enrollments together during orientation, or whether new students need to do some enrollments independently before orientation. As was told in part 2, study planning is at the core of SISU. In order to enroll to courses, you have to first create the study plan and at the very least add to your study plan those courses you are going to enroll to at that moment. The basic logic of course enrollment and the completion methods is modeled in this graph. So, in SISU there are courses, and each course has completion methods. A completion method consists of parts needed to complete it, and students complete the parts by enrolling to and participating in teachings. So, when you have made the study plan and added wanted courses to it, start the enrollment by opening your study plan and clicking on the code of the course you want to enroll to. Once you have clicked the code, the course info page will open. From the course info, go to the completion methods tab. The same course can be organized in different completion methods. If a course has only one completion method, SISU will choose it automatically for you. But if there is more than one completion method, you have to first choose the completion method before you can enroll. You can see information about the different completion methods by clicking on the methods in the matrix. Once you have selected a completion method and it's blue in the matrix, confirm your selection by clicking Select this completion method. Once you have selected a completion method, you need to choose a teaching from each part of that completion method. Choose a teaching by clicking Select next to it. After you click Select, a notification banner will appear on the top of the page. On that banner, click Proceed to enroll, and SISU will forward you to the study calendar for enrollment. In the study calendar, you will choose your preferred groups for the teaching and then enroll. Before the actual enrollment, you can use the study calendar to compare how different study groups would fit in your schedule. Then mark your study group preferences according to the instructions shown in SISU, and after that, click Enroll. SISU will then show you the state of your enrollment. After the enrollment has ended and before teaching starts, check from the study calendar whether you were accepted to that teaching. A more detailed version of instructions on how to enroll can be found in the New Student's Handbook. You will also get guidance on study planning and enrollment during orientation and the first weeks of study. So don't worry if after watching just these videos you don't yet feel like a master of SISU. The New Student's SISU instructions is a simplified version on study planning and enrollment, and more detailed instructions can be found in the SISU instructions page, where all SISU instructions for old and new students are listed. Thank you for watching this introduction to SISU series. On behalf of the whole SISU support team, I wish you all the best with your upcoming studies. Thank you.